Gatto playing the bass. Rod Macpuso playing the guitarist. And we have Dr. Boyet Patalina playing an octavina. Greg Dorado playing an octavina. Rose Go playing a bandurria II. When I say bandurria II, that's the bandurria but second voice. Then we have Miss Luz Mojica playing a bandurria II. Dorina Patalina playing a bandurria I. Miss Elsa Loeb playing a bandurria I. Mr. Ernie Perez also playing bandurria I. And I also play, and I'm Randy Fletcher, and I play bandurria I. So, hope you enjoy. Rather than me try to stand up and jump up and down all the time, I'm going to put this down here where I can talk. The next song is entitled Mabuhay, means long life, live long. It's a traditional greeting. It's conveyed to politicians, very important personnel, school people, and it's what we wish to you. It's our way of saying hello to you all in the official Philippine language. Thank you. next song is from the City of Flowers in the Philippines. Song is about a young lady in love who's bragging about her ring. Le Ron Le Ron Senta. It's about a young man trying to impress his girlfriend by climbing a tree, a papaya tree. And a papaya tree is not meant to be climbed. So he fell down, but unabashed, he continued picking fruit. The next song is called Sitzerit Sit. It's about a lady who worked on a farm, and when she walked and moved fast, she looked just like a chicken when she walked. The song is entitled Pamuli Na Win. Thank you. brother, my brother. But it translates to okaka. Next song I'm not going to introduce. I think you'll all know it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. This morning, you're listening to the music of the 21st Century Steel Band from Trinidad. And what we're trying to do here today is to demonstrate to you the different type of music that can be played on these instruments. But before we do that, some more of that, I would like to introduce each member individually and the instrument they play. On my left, the lady there in black, Arlene, she plays soprano, and they sang like this. On soprano again, we have Mike. On alto, we have Norris. On bass, we have Vernon. Okay, the first number we did was a calypso called Moving to the Left, Moving to the Right. Okay, so my name is Mike, and I play also play alto, so I'll let you hear what it sang like. Okay, the next number we're gonna do it's a song called When You're Young at Heart. Thank you. Okay, that was the medley of Young at Heart and Just in Time. Okay, now we're going to take it to the Caribbean and do for you the ever popular Yellow Bird.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much. I know that one didn't need any introduction, okay? All right. We're going to do for you another one in a calypso tempo. It's called You Go To My Head. Thank you. Thank you very much. That was Smile and Too Young. Okay, now what we're going to do now, this one is one of our own compositions. It's called Mess Around. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for being such a wonderful audience, and we're going to see you back here tonight at 7. Thank you.
Yes, good morning. We just want to tell you a little bit. There's a series of historical events that have led people of Mexican descent together to create a cultural melting pot, which includes indigenous, African, and European cultures. The most exciting part of any village fiesta is marked by dancing, and it's the essence of the people where they're transformed by movement. We're going to cover several states and give you a little variety of the different types of dances that are used. Our first state is from the state of Veracruz, which translated also is True Cross. That was founded by Hernan Cortez. It was a port city. Right in Veracruz, we have a mixture of the African, European, and Indian blood. Our first dance, of course, I'm sure all of you are familiar with, is called La Bamba. And what's important about this dance is the fact that the dancers will attempt to make a bow with their feet. And if they accomplish that, that is a sign of everlasting love.
Una escalera grande, una escalera grande y otra chiquita. Allá arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
Una vez que te dije que eras bonita, se te puso la cara, se te puso la cara coloradita. Allá arriba y arriba y arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré.
La mujer que yo quiero es una güerota porque tiene la cara de guajolota. Allá arriba, allá arriba iré. Yo no soy marinero, yo no soy marinero. Por ti seré, por ti seré, por ti seré.
The next state that we'll be representing is the state of Guerrero. Now, within the Mexican people, we like to name the dances after various animals, people, towns, and in this case, we're doing it El Sopilote, which is translated to the buzzard. Well, in this case, it's the buzzard, I guess, making a play for the buzzerette. But anyway, I don't know what other way to explain it. So we're going to go ahead and continue with the State of Guerrero and El Sopilote. And in this particular dance, what it's the clicking of the feet and also the use of the handkerchief. We move on now to the state of Chiapas. Chiapas is a state in the far southern portion of Mexico, inhabited by Indians. Its capital city is Tuxtla Gutiérrez, and it's about 150 miles from the Guatemalan border. Marimbas, which are woods that sing, are as popular as jazz is here in the United States. Musicians use no written music. Subject matter ranges from trains to doves or places. The dance and the costumes are of an indigenous nature. And as we continue, this particular one is called Cha-Cha Tren, which is the choo-choo train. Yeah. Next, we'll be moving on to the state of Jalisco. This state is located in the southwest of the U.S. border, bordering the Pacific Ocean. The costumes used in these particular dances that we're using today are those of the charro, which... We're just going to give you a little... explain to you a little bit about the costumes before our dancers come back again. Unfortunately, they're having to run over and get changed. Okay, our first one is the charro, which is the Mexican cowboy. We've chosen to use this. What he's dressed in is 100% wool, so obviously he's very hot, and so is the sarape that he's got on his side, which is mighty heavy as well. And the charro outfit will be what we're using in the dances today. Now, when the girls come out, the first dancers that we'll be doing will be ranchera outfits, which are, it's more of the country from the ranch. And then we'll be at the end concluding with, of course, the China Pueblana outfit. Now, with the China Pueblana, that's originated in the state of Puebla, but it is the traditional Mexican costume, it's the traditional costume of Mexico. And you'll see the embroidery on the blouse, and then on the skirt, which is red, white, and green to represent the colors of the Mexican flag, and of course the eagle in sequins. And there's a story behind that that says, you know, of course, we know that there were pirates coming through the ports in Mexico, and in one of those ships, they carried a Chinese princess. And that Chinese princess was left to live with a general there in Mexico, in Puebla, where she ended up being a very benevolent person who loved children and gave all of her riches, all of her wealth, all of her nice clothes away. And the story says that one day, even though she had lived in, you know, she herself had made herself live in poverty for giving everything away, that one morning she awoke and then there was that beautifully embroidered blouse as well as the sequin skirt. So if we can get our dancers out here again, then we're going to go ahead and continue with the state of Jalisco.
Thank you. cuando así me dijiste a mí, por eso vivo penando.
Okay, as I said, we're going to go ahead and conclude with a jarabe tapatío, which is also known as the Mexican hat dance. And that will be done by our charros and our china pueblanas, which are our Mexican cowboys, and the china pueblana, the traditional costume of Mexico. Thanks to our